From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on the 17th day of February. It is my mom and dad's anniversary today. Want to do a big shout out to them. Happy anniversary to you there in cold South Dakota. And I know they talked to mom a little bit this morning, and there's still no water. They have electricity and heat. Thank the Lord, but no water. So say a prayer for them that they can figure that out. It will warm up a little bit in South Dakota. And here in our little neck of the woods, we certainly are challenged with all kinds of electricity outages still. Terry and I, our place is still without electricity. And it's so interesting where we live, because just a block or two over, they never lost power. I don't understand it. It's quite interesting. And certainly there are several people around the area that is experiencing the outages, and we're keeping an eye on that. And particularly, we talked about this yesterday with making sure that our neighbors are doing fine. When I went in to check in at our place yesterday, I talked to several of the neighbors there and what they're doing to adapt, and many of them are going somewhere during the day and sleeping there only at night, and finding some have gone to hotels. And there's been some interesting things happening. People have been going like to Albany and Corvallis, and there have been reports that the hotels in that area have been raising the rates, which I think there's some laws against that. And the governor has just come out and said no price gouging allowed. And we've heard reports at the gas pumps, too, that the advertised price is not what they actually pay at the gas pump. So make sure that you're getting your receipts when you're getting your gas pumped and reporting any of those kinds of things going on. We want to let you know that thanks to many of the cities and community partners around this area, there are warming centers. Almsville has a warming center at their community center there. Salem-Kaiser, Salem Evangelical Church, they're opening up at 10 a.m. St. Edward's Catholic Church, they're opening up at noon. State and Community Center, they're looking at ways that they can open up. And this is a great place to warm up, charge your devices, that kind of thing, have some fellowship with other folks, of course, with all the COVID protocols still in place. But we put a link on our Facebook page to the information here. Make sure that you pass that along. And we're just continuing to, be your source of information and networking, and want to say thank you to those of you that have emailed me information going on in your neck of the woods as well. And certainly Portland and up in the Vancouver area, they actually got a lot of snow. Not only did they have the ice, but they also have snow, and they're working on getting restored power in Clackamas County as well. And so there's it just seems like we were talking about this morning, and I'm just so very thankful to be able to stay with our friends, John and Amy. And we were talking this morning, it just seems like everybody's really edgy. Everybody is on that, like that last nerve and the straw that broke the camel's back and all of that. And so we just want to ramp up that kindness and grace, give people grace and space. And I know it just feels like everywhere around us, anything that we knew was normal, any pattern that we got into, even after the pandemic a year ago almost, it seemed like any routine has just been upended. Every time we get into a system, it's upended, right? And so I think it's really important that we really focus on what matters to us. What are our values? How do you get hope and encouragement in these times of so much chaos, in a sense? And really, in a sense, to use kind of a more of a worldly term, but how do you center yourself? How do you find peace? Where do you go? Well, for me, my faith is extremely important in knowing history and knowing reading the Bible and knowing that others in the Bible have walked through difficult storms in life, and the words that I love to read in the Bible of Jesus, his red letter words and what he did and how he worked with his disciples. And they had all kinds of personalities, right? And some in fear and some in boldness and some, all these different people that show a reflection of humanity, right? And how he dealt with each one of them. And to me, that brings such strength and such hope. And certainly when I cannot sleep, oftentimes I'll open up my phone. If I have power on my phone, open up my Bible and I'll start reading, and that gives me a sense of peace. And so I think it's important. I tell people the Bible and the Constitution, those two things in my life have been instrumental in kind of my roadmap to life. And I think it's important that we get them out and we start getting encouraged by them. And so I'm excited to have this guest in the studio because we're going to talk a little bit about this today. We're going to talk about what we can do in this time that we're living in to be geared up, ramp up the education, and take care of ourselves and our families and pass on that legacy to the next generation. Jeff Hyen.
Hi.
So glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and being my co-host
today.
Glad
to be here with you.
We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, boy.
You have been, you were a classmate of mine.
Yeah.
Go Sprague, go Olympians,
Holy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yay. And you have been plugged into this community. You know this community. Have you ever seen devastation in a year, in a short amount of time like we've walked through in this last year?
This ice storm was phenomenal. I mean, we had one a number of years ago that was not as bad, though. If you look at the Capitol, man, did you see pictures of that?
I have not been through there yet.
All those cherry blossom trees are just squashed. Looks like a big foot just stomped on them. They're just terrible. And everywhere you go, there's trees down all over the place. It's really amazing. I have not seen anything like this here in over 20, 30 years.
Well, and the oak tree and the cherry tree is so symbolic of this. All those hardwood trees, to see them so burdened with the ice and then snap under the pressure, it's almost like...
Yeah.
It's almost picturesque of what we walked through this last year.
It's crazy what they can do to a metal garden shed, too.
Oh, so what did you experience at your home?
My birch, big, tall part of the birch tree, just the top, 5-6 feet, full of ice.
Mm-hmm.
Just right down, squished right on top of my metal garden shed. It looked like somebody just stuck their foot right on it. I got in there trying to start cutting it out, and it's amazing how heavy.
Mm.
I mean, solid ice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with fir tree out front. It's nuts.
Well, and these trees have been here for years and years and years. Solid, weathered so many storms, and it was the ice, the heaviness of that ice. That
ice has taken down all the trees we've lost over the years, all because of ice storms.
Mm.
Nothing else.
Well, and I know I've experienced this in South Dakota when in spring we've had a late snowstorm, and the heaviness when the everything's blooming and the leaves are out, and the snow, the heaviness would break. I've not experienced this ice stuff before like this. This is incredible. And I know many of our listeners have lost that live like in the Almsville or Silverton or Staten area out in the country that have had tons of trees. Same thing.
Yeah, Almsville's out of power. A lot of them up until just yesterday started to get some of it back. Some of them still don't have it back.
Well, and I don't quite understand how the power grid works or how that all works, but I certainly know that it's important that we start thinking. We talked a little bit about this over the last couple of days, that we have other ways to be thinking, right? It's an opportunity to think, okay, if the power's out for whatever reason, what's our plan, right?
Yeah, all those preppers you thought were crazy now are your best friends, right?
Yeah, you're calling them up like, okay, so what do you do for this or do for that? Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And I think we all need to ramp up the prepping part of our lives, right? And be ready for that. And so there's a lot going on here in Salem, of course, because we have the Capitol going on. And, I saw, and I thought this was really good. I saw a letter from our Republican leader, and she called upon our governor and the government to say, hey, a lot of Oregonians right now don't even have electricity, let alone internet, things like that. Right now, everybody can't come to the House and testify on bills. And so they're moving ahead with legislation.
That's crazy.
And people can't even interact because they don't even know. It's total blackout.
Well, you can't, COVID, obviously, you can't go down and testify. And so everybody was doing it online, right? Everybody's gotten used to how to function, doing Zoom meetings, all this kind of stuff. And then you take the internet away.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're just pedal to the metal, keep right on going.
Moving right ahead.
Taking your liberties away.
And
you don't even have a chance to say nothing.
We don't know.
It's just wrong.
We can't see. We can't testify.
It's called tyranny.
It is tyranny. And there's some things that have popped up, and you had a post on Facebook I thought was really good. Talk to us a little bit. I want to ask you more questions next segment about kind of the procedures of what's going on in the state house. But talk to us about some things that have popped up that you shared on Facebook.
Well, I'm a big Second Amendment guy, and anybody who is should be scared to death. There's at least five or six bills out there. One of them would actually take away your right as a licensed, carry person to carry in schools and any place they deemed that they wanted. They'd give the local municipalities the ability to shut you down and further strip your Second Amendment rights. All kinds of other things, like, you know, trigger locks, how they're going to enforce that. But it's just, it's crazy. I mean, the preemption of local firearm regulation and statutes creating exceptions. Ms. Burdick, our Senator Burdick, is after it big time. So is Przanski. All the people, all the Second Amendment folks know, right? They're just going nuts. I can't even, it's just ironic. You know, if anybody has any question of whether or not they want to reverse the Second Amendment, you should have no question whatsoever on your mind now.
Because there's like, what, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 bills proposed this legislative session. And and it's always a mystery to me how these elected leaders, okay, friends, these elected leaders get into the state house and they think that they need to just start making all these laws instead of evaluating the laws that are already on the books and if they're effective and how they're affecting people. They're just wanting more control.
Well, it's what I call a solution to a problem that doesn't even exist. It's an agenda, folks. They're going to present this as though they're solving this big, huge problem that doesn't exist. How many people who have concealed carry permits, have gone through the background checks, et cetera, have ever been a problem for law enforcement? Literally none.
Right.
It's other folks who are the problem, and yet they're coming after our rights.
And
our God-given rights.
The God-given rights, our God-given rights. And the reality is, those that have been trained, who've gone through the process to carry their guns, they're the ones that you want. I mean, they're respectable. They know how to use them. They're not going to use them unless they need to protect themselves or someone else. And how many stories nationwide have you heard of that Second Amendment constitutional carry approved gentleman in somewhere where a bad guy comes in and because they were there, they saved everybody.
Far more than the media tells you.
Oh,
they do not report
that
stuff.
Tons of stories on that, and that's exactly what is needed in all of society. And so, again, you need to be alerted, friends, that this is going on right now under our nose during this I call it a blackout time.
I don't even call it under your nose. It's just blatant right in your face.
Right in your face, if you can read it,
or see it,
or get there to testify on it. And so, we need to be alerted to it. And how do you know what's going on at the State House? Where do you go to find the bills and where to vote on them and
stuff? Well, OLIS is the best place. But, you know, there's lots of folks that are out there watching these bills and whatnot, and they'll send me stuff, you know.
Yes.
Hey, check this out. Hey, check that out. But your source really needs to be OLIS, Oregon Legislative Information Systems, because all of the bills that are proposed, et cetera, go there. So, like, one of them has a public hearing next week. You have to find out that.
Yes.
You have to look there. OLIS is your place.
You have to go there and get registered and be watching these bills. It's so extremely important that we be a part of the process. And certainly I agree with the leader. If we have electricity out in Oregon, majority of our Oregonians are still locked out.
That's called representation without, legislation without representation.
Yeah. And it is so wrong. We need to be alerted to this and do something about it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. In the back of the room with those concrete Jews, it's okay to cut loose. Oh, it ain't about how you move, but what moves you. We're so consumed with what we think we're supposed to be that we stop living like we know that we are free. Good morning. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this 17th day of February, 8:22 in the morning. I'm Stacey Ann. And looking at our weather for today, 37 currently here at the KSLM studio, 49 degrees tonight, and we are going to see a little bit of sun poking through the clouds today. Great day for a cleanup, I believe. And the next few days, we got that rain in the forecast again and temperatures in the high 40s, basically, and maybe 51 on Sunday. So about the same with rain scattered through the weekend, so we can look forward to that. I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group. Group Willamette Valley. Ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs, give Dave and Paige a call at 503-939-7099. And we've been talking about kind of our state of the state, what's going on here. And I've got Jeff in the studio with
state
me.
State of the tyranny.
State of the tyranny of what's going on in Oregon. And it seems like adding insult to injury, you know, we're right about at that 1 year mark,
yeah,
where it's like, okay, to flatten the curve, just a couple weeks, you know, yeah, to flatten the curve. And here we are 50 weeks later or whatever. And we're like going, okay, enough is enough.
And
it's
then
like,
Ice-mageddon.
And then Ice-mageddon. So you go through, you go the shutdown, no schools, businesses shut down, the on and off again, you know, businesses can kind of, we can have dining in, can't have dining in, you know, all of these things that by emergency clause,
yeah,
by executive order,
yep,
however you
executive
want to do it.
Fiat.
Yeah. And no public, no way for the public to come
nope
back and say, look that, how this, and no, and don't care. This
seems
is how it's
way
going to
yeah
be. Yeah, it feels that way, and it's playing out that way. So then we have the fires mm-hmm in the fall. So another, and now we have the ice, you know, and we thought maybe, oh, we're in a brand new year, fresh slate. We can buy a day planner and plan things out and,
yeah,
you
right
know, get back to whatever normal is. And here we are, right? And so the difficult challenge is legislation is happening. The,
right
the
now
state house is happening right now. We have a supermajority of Democrats who have this agenda of things like Green New Deal. How's that working with the
yeah
electricity and the power
yeah
grid?
Right.
You know,
ask
all
Texas
of these,
they're just getting
yes
killed right now. The windmills are frozen.
And the solar panels are covered
right
in snow. And,
right,
and so a diversity of energy solutions is showing us again why coal power plants are important
mm-hmm
and other
nuclear
things,
and other
you
things
know.
Yep,
yep. So, Jeff, you know, you've been here, you've been involved in a party politics with the Republican Party.
Long
you
time
kind of you have a history here and you've watched these things over the last couple years. I'm back 1 whole year almost. Yeah, yeah, 1 year. I've been back
mm-hmm
in Salem. So I'm getting familiar with what's going on in the last few years. The only it seemed like because there's a supermajority in the state house, the only thing that the folks could do if there's really bad bills that were going to really have a huge effect on Oregonians is to walk out.
Right.
That's my understanding is this year, again with a supermajority, there's new rules.
Change the rules, yeah.
They've changed the rules with severe penalties. So now there is no real
well,
solution.
I mean, unless you want to write a big check, $500 per day per legislator, right?
Mm.
For if you're not there. And used to be it didn't have any teeth in it. Now I guess they've got some new rules where they do have teeth in it. They probably take it out direct deposit right out of their stupid paychecks.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, unless a lot of people calling, hey, just walk out. And even me, I've said that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just need to leave. Well, unless you're ready to get the checkbook out and help fund these guys, not only pay their salaries, but think
mm-hmm
about their living expenses.
Right.
If you think legislators are rich people, you got another thing coming. They make barely $30,000 a year.
Right.
For what they do, and it's a sacrifice. Any
yes
public service office is a
sure
sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, unless you're ready to fund that kind of thing, it's really not an option.
And so we're reminded again that elections have consequences.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many bills this year that we've already talked about over the last month that they're trying to take local control away, whether it be the
right
school boards or your city council or commission. They're trying to make it at the state house level and take that local buy-in and local control. And if you don't have any, if you don't have a way to stop them or get a good hearing or any of that, what do we do? Where
yeah
do we go from here?
Well, everybody's in the dark right now, a lot of us, because we don't have any internet. So
mm-hmm
those of you that don't have internet and you got that AM radio out and you're, you know,
mm-hmm
FM, AM, whatever, just know that the Tuesday, the 22nd, you do get an opportunity to testify. Of course,
mm-hmm
online, but I would recommend written testimony because mm-hmm always with these committee hearings, they state, you know, we won't guarantee that you get to testify, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want it on the record, you got to submit it in written testimony. It's on the 22nd. And this one is on SB 554, and this is a huge, huge hit
mm-hmm
to your Second Amendment folks, especially us lawful concealed carry people. Because
mm-hmm
I'll just read the title really here. It authorizes city, county, metropolitan service district, port operating, commercial airport, school district, college, or university to adopt ordinance or policy limiting or precluding affirmative defense for possession of firearms in public buildings by concealed handgun licensees. And guess who's behind that? Ms. Burdick. Mr. Manning, Wagner, Prusak, and Reynolds. This is direct attack
mm-hmm
on those who've actually gone through the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Background checks, the whole bit. We're
mm-hmm
trying to be straight up people. and now they're taking that away from you.
Wow.
Public building. Direct violation of Oregon Constitution and your Second Amendment.
Oregon Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and as individuals, I really want to talk to you after this next break. I want to talk to you about what can we do? We need to show up for, we need to testify, but what the next step is. And there are things that we can do right now, friends.
This weekend's going to be full of them.
This weekend, we've got some incredible opportunities coming ahead, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that because it's extremely important that we do our part. And in a situation right now, I don't know if you felt this, but I certainly felt like, what kind of control do we have? It feels like all of the control, and we're adult, we've done a lot of good in our lives, and we've had a lot of control, we've raised children, all of that, to feel like we don't have any control.
Even 10 years in politics, I've learned some things that I would never have thought.
Yeah.
But the bottom line it comes back to is education, because they do not teach the stuff in schools.
Right.
And so you and I and a lot of your listeners are probably, we're all talking the same language here. But what about your neighbor? What about the guy down the street, the person you work with? Some of these people had to vote for this garbage. Mm-hmm. And these people that are just taking away your rights. But why do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
My answer is ignorance, for the most part.
Right.
It really is. There are definitely some people that want socialism. I think they are even ignorant because they have no idea what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at history. It'll tell you all about it.
That's exactly right.
But that's the key.
That's the key. And getting equipped, and I'd say even our children and our grandchildren.
Totally.
How do we have these conversations with them? When they come back at us with their little 30-second talking point from their social media, Instagram, where they're getting influenced, where these people they don't know have more stake in their life and more influence than grandma, grandpa, aunt, or uncle. We need to get equipped with the information and come back at them in a way of kindness.
Our responsibility.
It is our responsibility. And we're going to talk about ways we can get equipped here coming up this weekend. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a great conversation with my friend Jeff. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you along on this wonderful Wednesday. Want to thank Bill Sunderland with Sunderland Agency Country Financial for being a show sponsor. And if you have any insurance needs, get a hold of Bill, sunderlandagency.com, 503-885-0789. And, a lot of us have our trees. Trees are down. Even in where my little townhome apartment is, our big, beautiful tree where the squirrels lived and doves. It is split down to just the nubbins. There's not a lot left. And fortunately, it went into the blackberry bushes and not into our place because we have a big picture window right there.
Ouch.
But I took this picture, Jeff. I took a picture, like a before picture, because I knew the storm was coming. And this is the before and there's my cat and everything. And then I realized I better take up the after picture and post it, because I've just not really been on Facebook because where we're at, there's not any internet and stuff, but where we're staying there is. It's just we're talking, and
even service has been impacted.
Has been really difficult, and people in and out talking and challenging. Now, I have this list I want to share before I get into this next segment we want to talk about. But if you're looking to know where to drop stuff off, maybe you have friends helping you pick up those tree branches, the City of Salem will open 4 drop-off locations across the city. Yeah, on Wednesday for tree debris. And you can drop them off 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. They'll be at Woodmansee Park. Woodmansee
Park. Out off the sunny side.
Yep. Gear Community Park. Is that Gear? Mm-hmm. Is that Gear. How you say it? And then Wallace Marine Park and McKay Park. So it's free to drop off, but should be limited to trees and branches. Disposing of leaves or other soft debris is discouraged. So
hopefully they do it on a weekend, too, because, most people still got to go to work.
They got to go to work. So, Yeah, there are some. Well, I'll put a link. I'll find the information, put it on our Facebook page. And,
nice.
You know, when we talk about what's going on in our state house and what we can do, what can we do, you know, to ramp up education? Yeah. I am so impressed with what you've been doing as far as gearing up Constitution. There's some things going on this weekend and some kickoff events. Talk to us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, it's been a burden, obviously, for me after being in politics for a long time. Just knowing that education is your key. So,
mm-hmm.
But before I tell you about those events, I want to read you something.
Okay, good.
As I've been doing some studying, John Jay was one of these guys back in the day who was really an integral part of our Constitution and its forming.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was one of the first Supreme Court justices.
Good.
Okay. And here's what he said in one of his letters in around the Federalist Times. He said, "Every member of the state ought diligently to read and study the Constitution of his country and teach the rising generation to be free. By knowing their rights, they will sooner perceive when they are violated and be better prepared to defend and assert them."
Mm.
Here we are, folks. If you don't know what those rights are, and Chris Ann Hall, who's coming this weekend, will talk. One of her big things that she says, if you don't know what your rights are, how will you know when they've been taken from you?
Mm-hmm.
You won't. So it's our responsibility as citizens of this country to learn what those founding documents are, what they say, and turn around, defend them when they're being violated, and then assert our rights.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this weekend, the start of everything, Chris Ann Hall will be in town over at the River Church. She'll be there Friday night. She got a session 7 to 9, I think. And then Saturday, most all day Saturday, she's got like four different sessions starting at 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Lou and his team over there are doing an awesome job of bringing this to you. I think the event is free, but if you want to have lunch, they have a cost for that, and you might need to get that ordered online. So check out the River Church's website for that. And then following that event, of course, I'm starting the class, Biblical Citizenship in Modern America at my church, People's Church, on Sunday morning, third service. And this will be a 8-week, I may make it 9, 8-week class that is taught by Patriot Academy. It's a great video series. Rick Green and David Barton, Wall Builders, a lot of folks like that. And it puts it from a biblical perspective, right? What we need to do and what our responsibilities are as a Christian to engage in politics.
And this is why it's so important, because I've heard over the years, over the many years that I've been a voting participant in American society, I've heard so many Christian people say, oh, you know, I'm just going to do my thing with the Lord, and I don't want to dirty myself in politics. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to be a part. And the Bible, when I read it, says, occupy until he comes.
Yeah, totally.
We're to be the salt of the earth. We're to be, like Ronald Reagan says, that light on the hill. We're to participate in culture, because that's how, and I personally feel, part of why we are where we're at is that Christians stood aside and wasn't participating.
There's a pastor in this video that says a pretty bold statement. Mm-hmm. He says, yeah, all these people saying, you know, I don't want to get involved. Politics is dirty. And he goes, well, the church is dirty. So what's your point?
Exactly.
Right. We're all sinners, right?
Right.
Nobody's pure or perfect there.
Right. And oftentimes you'll hear people say, well, I don't want, you know, I don't want to mingle religion and politics.
Oh,
I don't want to
mingle.
Separation of church. It's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Absolutely.
And our founding fathers and coming here were persecuted, many of them, by their faith. And many of the folks that started our country, they, you know, we had patriot pastors. Pastors who said, who would preach from the pulpit why we need to be involved in culture and give the folks the information from a biblical perspective. And here's something that I'll maintain. You know, through certainly some of the Family Research Council and some of these leading organizations.
We had Election Day sermons
so
long ago.
And then there'd be threatening letters. You're going to lose your nonprofit, IRS, blah, blah. Guess what? I know pastors who submitted their personal sermons talking about candidates, talking about issues from the pulpit to IRS. They won't touch it.
No, they won't.
So it's a smokescreen.
Total.
And so we need to engage as individuals, as people of faith, you know, and we need to engage our faith leaders in this process.
Your pastors are just people like you and I. Mm-hmm. They're ignorant of their history just as bad as you and I are, okay? And so many pastors have this fear put into them, even by their seminaries they go to, that, oh, separate religion, church, you know, politics. No, they're being taught a false doctrine in
yes,
that regard.
They are.
That is not the truth.
That is not the truth.
And they should be bold and stand for their faith.
And many of our elected leaders in the state house, they'll do an oath, and it's interesting. And I think we need to pull up our oath here in Oregon, the one that our governor has signed and are given, and each of our elected leaders, and see what the oath says. Mm. Because really, even by looking at the Constitution, what the oath should say based on the Constitution and what they are saying are not exactly the same. And I would even say there's a challenge there.
Oh, absolutely.
But they say they're going to uphold or try to uphold the state and the national
constitution,
yeah. Right? Well, how many of them even know?
Not many.
And you said a few years ago, six, seven,
Chris
8 years,
Ann Hall
Chris
here.
Ann Hall came with you.
Yep.
You helped bring her here and did a class with the elected leaders.
Did, yeah. We did a class for the legislators on their responsibility constitutionally as a state legislator.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there wasn't a Democrat in the House.
Wow.
But Representative Mike McLean, who was the leader at the time, and a number of other Republican House folks, most of which were Christians, got together for a class that Chris Ann put on for them.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent time. That girl is, she is a firecracker.
She
if you've
knows
never
her
had a
stuff.
Chance to meet her, you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Between her and Rick Green and Patriot Academy, and there's so many good resources out there. And that's what I'm really trying to do, is put all this stuff together,
mm-hmm.
looking at a 501c, you know, and all that, because
mm-hmm.
it needs to get out to your friends and your neighbors.
I agree. And I think I heard once the way you know a counterfeit dollar is by studying the real thing, right?
Right.
You really get equipped on knowing what the real thing looks like so that you know when there's
well,
threats to our...
Back to Jay's quote,
that's
right?
Exactly. It's coming full circle, and we need... This is something, friends, we can do. We can do this weekend. We can get engaged. We can go Friday night. And Chris Ann, when she was on
yes.
the air with me a couple weeks ago, she said, just come for the first hour. If you don't find it valuable, you don't grab a couple nuggets of information that'll impact your life.
It's a huge investment of your money. Right?
Yes.
I mean, oh, wait, it's free.
It's free. It's your time. And a lot
you
of people are looking for a place to gather with other people anyway. They're looking for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a great opportunity. And so you want to go to sign up for Chris Ann Hall, you go to the river church, the rivernw.com is what it
right.
is, and then we'll get more information on how to sign up for the Patriot Academy that kicks off on Sunday.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Chris Ann Hall, what I love about her is she has not always been she's always been a fireball, but she said she had not always been a conservative, liberty driven. She is
a recovered
liberal and maybe even a leftist, you know,
mm-hmm.
more so. And so she knows her stuff,
mm-hmm.
and she knows the other side's arguments. And she can, you know, hit them head on with truth. So here in Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest, we run into a lot of, we just don't want to get in confrontation. We don't know what to say, and we don't know how to change their mind. We'll just let them steamroll with their talking points. But you get past their talking points, they don't have anything to back it up.
No.
And that's what I love about what Chris Ann Hall is going to help us with, right, Jeff?
She takes you back to the foundational documents and what these guys said. Okay,
mm-hmm.
if you've never read the Federalist Papers, you need to, because
mm-hmm.
these were the guys that were advocating for our Constitution
mm-hmm.
and our Bill of Rights. Here's why you need to do this, folks. And it was their effort, their newspaper of the day, to convince you and your neighbors and your friends to vote and say, yes, this is something we want to do.
Right.
And so they spell out all the arguments for why they want to do the Second Amendment. Why is, you know, all these things are there. So all you need to do is read the intent, because that's the key. So many people think, oh, well, the Supreme Court this, the Supreme Court that. The Supreme Court is supposed to be the weakest of the three branches.
That's exactly
this is not
right.
a co-equal branches of government. That's a myth.
Right.
They said so right in the Federalist Papers.
Well, and the Constitution is so powerful, friends, that even here there was a story that I thought was interesting that came out This is what happened in 2017, that college students were arrested for handing out the Constitution in Michigan.
Wow.
And guess what? The college students sued back.
Yeah, I smell a lawsuit coming here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's kind of like I've heard students have trouble when they've tried to, share their faith or share pro-life. We just had that happen
yeah.
here at Chemeketa. You know, pro-life students were trying to get the pro-life message out at Chemeketa, and the students sued, and they have that right to do that
yes.
on campus. And so
that's the asserting part.
It's interesting because we're individuals and we want our own individual rights, but we don't know, we're not we don't have the education enough to go take that next step. And now we don't have an excuse.
Nope, none at all. There's so much good info out there.
We're going to get back to it after this. Open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. Join the conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. A wonderful Wednesday indeed. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. There's a community calendar that we want to talk to you a little bit about. And if you have an event coming up that you want to share on our community calendar, send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Marion County Republican meeting will be Thursday. That's tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at the VFW. If you want to participate, learn how you can be a precinct committee person. Great opportunity for you to get engaged in. And I am a new person. I am so excited about that. I got my official paperwork.
Stacey.
Yeah. And then 40 Days of Life. Guess what? They kick off today. 40daysforlife.com/Salem. You can participate by praying at Planned Parenthood and joining the effort there to make abortion unthinkable. I think that's a great opportunity. They'll be going through the Lenten season through March 28th. And then this has been on my list too, the Biblical Citizenship Class kicking off this Sunday at People's Church, third service, you said. You can come around 11 a.m. It'll kick off at 11:30, and it goes until about 1, right, for about 8 weeks,
Nine weeks. Might do a ninth week.
I love it. 4500 Lancaster. You can just show up, but if you email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news, we can get you the link to sign up, and we'll put a link also on our Facebook page and on our website. And then tomorrow morning, breakfast with the chief of police. We have a new chief of police. This is a online virtual event, if you can get on your computer. Anyway, SalemPoliceFoundation.org. That's at 8 a.m. And yes, you'll be okay not to listen tomorrow morning because you'll be talking to the chief online. But if not, we're going to have a great, great guest tomorrow. So you want to tune in tomorrow. And then Chris Ann Hall, Friday night, Saturday at the River Church, www.theriverNW.com. And then virtual lobby day for Oregon Right to Life will be February 25th. Oh, that's what I have so far on our calendar. But, you know, we got room to add more and we want to stay connected, right? We want to give people something. Lots of things going on. And we're going to open up the phone lines. We have a phone call. Thank you. I believe this is Art. Art, thank you for waiting on the line a bit for us. How are you today?
Guess who? Yeah. Oh, anyways, I know we got a short amount of time. So I want to say thank you, Jeff, for getting involved in the church. I listen to you guys, your pastor, every week on a different radio station, but I'm very, very pleased to hear that the People's Church is getting involved more politically because we definitely do need it. Now, I'm not going to be at the Chris Ann Hall thing because I've followed her for years and I know exactly what she's going to be teaching and stuff. However, Jeff, you talked about our wonderful bully legislatures, the Democrats, putting a $500 fine on
per day,
you know, the Republicans, if they and let me say, and you need to discuss this with Chris on whenever you're there, Jeff. That's unconstitutional. Our legislators have the right of freedom of speech, freedom to protest, and them putting a fine on them, in my opinion, is unconstitutional.
Oh, I'd agree.
They're just trying to be bullies and take away one of the tools we have, the only tool we have right now, to protest the Democratic evil agenda. which includes our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, as you were saying. And so we need to push back.
You need to fight that one in court. That's where you got to fight
the Democrats and file a doggone lawsuit against them, taking away the rights of our Republican legislators to practice their First Amendment rights. And this is what the Democrats do. They bully because they have absolute power, and they think they can get away with denying us our rights to be there at the Capitol, et cetera, et cetera.
And wouldn't surprise me if a lawsuit was in the works. Mm-hmm. It would not surprise me. Somebody, I'm like, hey, Kevin Mannix, are you listening? Somebody's probably got one of those things cooking up.
Well, and if they walk out and they get the fines... and they add up, then definitely there is there is a lawsuit there, because it's just it's got to be unconstitutional. You're exactly right, Art, and I'm glad that
it takes money to fight it, though.
That's the hard part. Again, it's kind of like where we talked about off air, these elections that are so close, and that it takes money to do the recount, to look at the election integrity, and we go back again. We've been in a pandemic, and we've been, you know, a lot of our businesses that support our causes have been shut down. So it's starting to see the puzzle coming together a little bit, Art?
You're absolutely right, Stacy, on the money part. However, if you look how much money the Democrats have zapped us with because of their policies and everything, you know, we're spending more money because of that. So we need to step up to the plate, you know, and put our money where our mouth is, and finally push back on the Democrats and their communistic, I'm sorry, but it is, agenda to destroy the Republic of the United States of America. And that is their agenda. We all know that. And so we most definitely have to put up or shut up. And the time is now, and we all need to get together. Stacy, I'm going to send you my email address and my phone number, because I want to stay in contact with Jeff.
Good.
Absolutely.
And I've been involved in state politics for a long time,
and
we need to, whether the Democrats like it or not, we're going to fight. And we're not going to allow them to continue their radical agenda, which denies us our constitutional rights.
You're right, Art.
Which
absolutely.
I hope there's a...
Starts with education, Art. That's where it
starts. Thank you so much, Art. It does start with education. You do send me an email. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
God bless
you.
Have a great day.
You too. And Art really is spot on in what we're talking about. And unfortunately,
a lot of it goes back to education.
Education, doing what we can do to get equipped, right? So that we can be a part of the process and get engaged.
How many of these woke people do you think are woke because... That's really what they believe. No, it's what they've been taught.
Right.
And this is where you have to hit it with education.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my firm commitment. Doesn't matter, partisan politics, you can blue in your face.
Right.
Got to change what's in their head first.
That's exactly.
Then they'll change their vote.
When you show them the facts, along with a little bit of care and compassion in that process, I think you can move people to the reality of what really is going on. And I know we've got more calls waiting, and we're running out of time. I thank you, friends, for listening this morning. And I want to give, again, opportunity for you to get engaged in the process. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news, if you want more information on how you can sign up for Chris Ann Hall for the biblical, what do you call
biblical
it?
Biblical citizenship in modern America.
On Sunday. It'll be about 8 or 9 weeks.
Now they can email me, too.
Yeah, you can email. What is your email?
jeff.hyan@oregon.gop.
Perfect. So we'll continue supporting you. Let us know as you have events, as you're creating this constitutional, you know, 501c3 to educate generations, right?
That's the goal.
And keep the information in front of people, because ignorance is not an excuse.
It isn't. We have
gotta,
to learn.
We've got to make ignorance unthinkable, right? When
that's,
it comes
that's my
to
burn.
Our Constitution.
Thank
well,
you,
thank
Stacey.
You, Jeff, so much for coming in.
Most welcome.
Let's do this again soon, okay?
You bet.
Give us an update, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Awesome. Look
Friday,
forward to it.
Saturday, and Sunday. It'll
all
be a
weekend.
Fantastic weekend.
Be a Liberty weekend. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, friends. Sorry we didn't get to all the phone calls today. We can continue the conversation tomorrow. You have a fantastic day, and remember to go out and make a difference. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't